Hello and welcome to the Bay Area, an insider's look at Bay Area lifestyle and culture through tech, style, music, entertainment, and more. It's September 27, 2017, and I'm your host, Ed Panano. Let's talk about the state of the Bay Area. There's a lot been going on, and I just wanted to touch on a few things that I felt we needed to talk about. The first one, let's go to tech. Apple iPhone X, 10th anniversary phone, one of the biggest news in the tech industry in regards to mobile phones. Apple iPhone X is going to be really big. Comes out in the end of October. Are you going to get the phone? It's going to cost you $1,000 if you do. Slew of new features. Facial recognition is one of them, where facial recognition, if you look at the phone, you're going to be using that as a way to lock and unlock your phone. But there was a screw up during the presentation. It didn't unlock the phone. So hopefully all those things get worked out. Or maybe it's a good thing that it didn't unlock the phone, meaning that the software is secure and we could rely on the iPhone X being a secure phone. Next up, Golden State Warriors. They're teaming up with Rakuten, Japanese-based company, and it's looking like going to be a big matchup. Nike, this year, 2017-2018 season, are going to be doing the jerseys for all the NBA. So the Golden State Warriors rocking that new jersey, and they got a new sponsor to dig, Rakuten. Got to check that out. I'm definitely getting the jersey myself. I'm picking up the white Kevin Durant. Or maybe I'll get the blue. Or maybe the new jersey that they got to town. Oh, that's a dope one. It's a black jersey with what I like to call roots of a tree right there in the front. That's a dope one. Shoot, I might just get all three. But definitely check it out. Oh, that's going to be awesome. Lastly, let's talk about Halloween stores that are hitting the Bay Area. It's fun times. When I was in college, there used to be the Castro Street Halloween Festival. I don't know if that's still going on. Probably not. But ever since then, I've just been a really big fan of dressing up for Halloween. There's a lot of stores that are opening up quite early. Well, not that quite early because Halloween is right around the corner. You got Spirit Halloween. That's going to be a fun one. Check that place out. And then you also got the mall where they're going to be, you know, I have a kid now, so we're going to probably go to the mall and get some candy there. So definitely check it out. Halloween around the Bay. Oh, and let me just ask one more question. How are y'all feeling about the heat? It's hot. Oh my gosh, Labor Day weekend. It's been that long since I've had a podcast. It was like totally hot out here. We don't have an AC. I had to go and buy a portable AC. It's hot. Oh, and then coming in around the end of September, we're getting that late heat of a summer that we're most known for. It's still hot. So my advice, or rather what I'm telling all y'all to do, is to stay cool, drink your cold brews, drinks or whatever, have ice cream. Oh, just stay cool. Don't get dehydrated. Dehydrated is not fun. All right, that's it. Y'all have a good one. Wander the Bay. Dutch Windmills in San Francisco. Originally constructed in 1903 to pump groundwater for park irrigation, the Dutch Windmill stands today as a landmark where the Dutch community celebrate culture and traditions. You may also find beautifully adorned tulips there as well. Now it's time to eat. So let's eat. Here are a few places that we like right now. Neighbor Bakehouse. Neighbor Bakehouse is located in the Dog Patch in San Francisco, and they make delicious morning pastries and sourdough breads. Oh, they also serve killer coffee and tea. Check out their website, neighborsf.com. Next, are you looking for amazingly delicious Korean food? Then you need to check out Jang Sujang. It's located in Santa Clara, and they offer, oh, so much good stuff. Korean barbecue, tofu soups, noodles, dumplings, fish, and so much more. Check it out. The website is jangsujang.com/santa-clara-index.html, or just check out their website, janksujang.com, and then you can find the location that's closest to you. The one that happens to be closest to me is Santa Clara. Lastly, you know we like our dessert, so you need to check out Mitchell's Ice Cream. They're located in San Francisco. Mitchell's Ice Cream opened for business on June 6, 1953. And Larry and Jack Mitchell's goal was to make the very best ice cream in San Francisco. And you know what? I gotta say that it probably is one of the very best. Their website is mitchellsicecream.com. Music and review. Moonies! Oh, you know what I'm talking about. If you're from the Bay Area, if you ever listen to I Got Five on it, it's gotta be probably the Bay Area anthem and beyond for smoking the doobie. We got this duo from Oakland, California. It's formed by Yuck Mouth and Numbskull. And like I was saying before, the group is best known for the, I want to say, internationally successful hit in 1995. We call it I Got Five on it, and that is our music and review. This put music, oh, for me, just kind of just gets in that feeling that, oh man, I got five on it. You know, I got you, you got me. It's all good. Listen to the song. It's dope. I Got Five on it. Loonies. Oh, yeah. That's all the time that we got for the Bay Area. Be sure to check out the latest information on Bay Area at our website, modernbayarea.com. You can definitely check that out for the latest news in textile, music, entertainment, and more. Also, for those of you that are traveling to San Francisco, we do have an app out called Bay Wanderer. You need to check it out for Apple iOS devices. It's a short list of places, popular places in San Francisco that you can go and visit. Also, the not-so-known local spots that you can check out while you're in town. So again, that's Bay Wanderer. Definitely check it out. Again, if you have any questions, tips, comments, be sure to let us know. Give me a shout-out. You can follow me on my Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. It's at EDO, P-E-N-O. Catch me on there. If you have any information, definitely drop me a line. And you all have a good one. This is Ed Panano signing out.